You should be looking at Crown Fountain near Michigan Avenue. The fountain consists of two 50-foot-tall glass towers separated by a 200-foot-long stretch of black granite. The city of Chicago was pleased to attract world-renowned sculptor Jaume Plensa to design this fountain for Millennium Park.
I'm very proud, honestly, to do a piece in Chicago because historically I think it's a point of reference in architecture and public space. It's a tremendous possibility in that project to offer finally to the public space the capacity to talk about the soul. And the soul, I always believe the people would give that. It's to breathe life into architecture.
The faces of 1,000 Chicagoans are projected on LED screens inside the towers, the same technology used for stadium scoreboards. Water rises through the middle of each tower and spills down the sides, pooling in a shallow layer on the granite floor. In winter months, the water is turned off, but the faces of local residents remain. It's difficult to predict how people are going to react to a work of public art. Plensa imagined that this fountain would be a place of reflection, quiet and relaxing. Chicago kids had a different idea. From day one, the Crown Fountain became their favorite playground. Plensa accepted the attention as a compliment. Jaume Plensa has always incorporated viewer participation into his sculpture. Since the 1970s, this Spanish-born artist has been finding ways to engage people with his public works of art. By using the faces of real people rather than important figures, Plensa emphasizes that Millennium Park is a space for everyone. He carefully chose the faces you see to represent a cross-section of Chicago's age, gender, and ethnic makeup. When the weather is warm, the fountain has a surprise for the visitor every 5 minutes. Stick around and you'll find out what it is. This has been an Antenna Audio Production.